this was following the big floods in 2015, and obviously there's been more serious floods as well since that in Moncran and other places. But Belfast and Ardor had serious flooding, as did Castlefin and Lifford. At that time, there was a small, some minor work scheme was granted to Balbafay of 160,000, and the County Council, in fairness, working with the loss agencies and the OPW and the other sections, have put an application together to draw down the 160,000, which was very basic work, just to take the vegetation from the embankment and to build a sump in and around the Aldi there, so that when the water levels in the town would rise, a mobile pump would be connected into it, and that would literally pump the water over the existing embankments. Now, this application was sent in about a year ago. In a couple of months, the Bord Pinalla wrote back to the council for further information. The council hired a consultant, gathered up information and sent it back, but now it's been turned down. So obviously, when you read the report, it makes a lot of refer to the EU Habitats Directive and natural impact statements and appropriate assessments and all to do wildlife, fauna, the fish in the river, and so on. But the one thing it doesn't refer to is human habitat. It doesn't refer to people, the danger, the likelihood of them embankments had a bust at that time, give way in any way. People could have lost their lives. And people remember at the time when they seen all the cars being washed down the river at Jackson's Hotel, or the flood went right up into Michaelhanley's and into Ballard Theatre, where there were people who were actually in there and they could have been trapped, especially if it come with a flash flood. But there doesn't seem to be any regard at all in the report. But needless to say, it's very, very worrying. I spoke to the council already about it. They're trying to do an appeal. But like, it's very, very serious. It was 160,000 estimated to carry out this work. And I would say there's quite a bit of that's been spent already just on the paperwork. And then, if we bear in mind the good news we got the last couple of years from the minister at the time, was Minister Boxer-Moore, that there's been tens of millions of pounds, euros, allocated to Donegal to tackle the Moncranas, the Belfast Nordic, Castlefin, Lifford. But like, the experience so far this year and last year is that I don't know if there'll be any paperwork will be enough to keep on board Pinalla satisfied. And I think all of the different government departments, and I would include on board Pinalla, and us need to come together and try and make this happen.
But hopes are not completely dashed. You did mention that the council are looking to appeal this decision, and there must be other funding avenues that can be explored here.
Yeah, well, look, at obviously, I'm sure that if the 160,000 is not enough to do the work, and but to carry out all these assessments and planning, then we'll have to go back and apply for more. But it does worry me that it's taken so long to do one minor work scheme at 160,000 approximately, at the same amount of level of red tape, and I have no doubt it will take that amount of level, that these other money that we're all waiting on, like, it's going to take for these major schemes, and Balbafay, Castlefin, Lifford, and all the other schemes, like, we were thinking it's going to take 2 to 3 years just to get them ready before contractors will be on site. But if it's the same level of scrutiny and it's going to go on, then there could be many, many years on top of that to try and get applications get proper applications together. It's going to be acceptable in Bord Pinalla. So I think in Bord Pinalla needs to be working even closer, right? Because the council had worked with the loss agencies, Parks and Wildlife, fishing clubs, everything. All of this was, in my opinion, was led to believe that all this consultation had taken place.